This is enormously important because our tendencies run in such an opposite direction. You see, everybody lives in their own world. It's a subjective world. It's a world that has its own meanings in it. It has its own perceptions of what reality is. And people are walking around in these subjective worlds, and then they collide with each other. And when they have to interact with each other, they usually interact efficiently within their own world. But if they're trying to bring the worlds together to create a better world or to come up with a new agreement or a new arrangement, of necessity, both worlds come together. And unless we seek to understand the other person's world, we will not have influence with that other person, nor they with us. In parenting, you really need to understand first. The other day, a father gave an illustration of understanding with his son. He was punishing his young son for disobeying him by constantly going around the corner. And he kept punishing him. And the son kept going around the corner. And eventually, out of his son's tear-filled eyes, the son looked at his father and said, "What does corner mean, Daddy?" You see, the father didn't seek first to understand his small son's level of understanding. He wasn't tuned in to the head of his boy. He was into his own head, his own words, his own vocabulary, his own paradigm.